Hello and welcome to MFR Farming for Friday with me, Richard Jones. And as we finish this week, warmer temperatures and at least a spell of drier weather have given the lammers and calvers amongst us a breather and a chance to get animals out into the fields. And speaking of fields, things are looking greener and some of the early sown spring barley now peeping through. It's already been a mixed start to the season and the heavy rains of the week have left some parts needing a few more days of drying out to recover before drilling can get going again. In the news today is wheat, and the UK has sent its first shipping of milling wheat to Turkey. Just over 7,000 tonnes left Humberside for Turkey, which is the latest in a season of unusual destinations for milling wheat. Algeria, Tunisia, Morocco and Mauritania have also been buying this year, and the Homegrown Cereals Authority say that such demand is putting a real base in the market. Money was also in the news yesterday, and the Bank of England left the base rate alone at 0.5%. But a pointer to the future may be coming from the European Central Bank, who raised rates for the first time since 2008, adding 0.25 to make their rate 1.25%. So it's still good news for borrowers, but only if you can persuade your manager to lend, that is. Now, those IAX forms for single farm payments will be fast rising to the top of the to-do list for most farmers. May the 15th is the deadline as ever, but it will pay to take a close look at mapping this year. Derek Hanton from the SAC told me that every farm map he's seen this season has needed an alteration of some sort. Here's his colleague, Jenny McCallum, telling us how useful aerial photography has become to them.
We've managed to get aerial photography maps from the Rural Payments Inspections Directorate, and we found all sorts of things. The river is not quite where you thought it was, or that fence line suddenly disappears through half your shed. I forgot about that house site. And yes, there's been all sorts of things, even maps which at first glance you think, no, my map looks okay. And then you see the photograph and you suddenly see that the line of the fence really isn't at the angle that you thought it was.
And the penalties for getting it wrong, very severe. We'll have more from Jenny about that next week. But that's it from me for this week. Do have a good weekend, and I'll be back Monday as usual, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.